This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
We read the headlines of a bleak economy for the dairy industry, but there have been some positive developments as of late with more demand for some U.S. dairy products. That's according to FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krasowski. Lee Milkey pays a visit with him next.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com. Dave, nobody needs to tell dairy farmers how bleak things have been on the farm, but there have been some positive developments of late. The GDT was up 2.7% last Tuesday, February. Exports were looking great. February commercial disappearance was looking strong.
Yeah, it's all about demand, Lee. That's what's going on here. I think if we came into this year all focused on supply, and that's because it's an easier number sometimes to get our hands around, we're starting to get some really good data on the demand side of the equation, and that is a big part of what's going on here. We see a lot of buoyancy to the futures markets here in the past couple of weeks, and a lot of it is on the heels of what you said is good demand here, both domestically and from an export perspective.
We are exporting a fair amount of dairy products, but there's a lot of uncertainty over all the trade talk and wars and NAFTA all hanging in question.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. That's still kind of a dark cloud around the situation. And maybe some of the demand we've seen, non-fat, for example, exports were up 27% in February. Maybe we're starting to see this demand. I mean, that's dated information, but overall, we've had really decent demand even here in April, anecdotally, on non-fat, on cheese, on butter even, and on dry whey, although that may have come off a little bit. Point being is some of this happening? We've got a mid-year election down in Mexico with a populist candidate who's leading the polls. That could be a real problem for NAFTA. So there are those risks, like you say, Lee, that are out there, but maybe there's some buying going in ahead of that. I think the bigger issue, if you take a step back and look at the last half of 2017, if you strip Chinese demand away from overall dairy demand in the world, you know, dairy product demand was down like 2.7% in the second half of the year. Chinese demand really pushed that into positive territory. They've been a real big buyer. And my point is, we can't expect, especially with strong economic growth, we can't expect to see demand be as poor as it was in the second half of last year. So I do think that's going to keep our prices buoyant and probably some better money coming back to the producers.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. Dairy producers in California continue to mull over a change to their milk pricing by perhaps joining a federal milk marketing order. Patrick Cavanaugh has an update from the Golden State.
Annie Akmudi is director of economic analysis with the Western United Dairymen based in Modesto. She noted that the California dairy industry's got those ballots in hand to vote for the federal milk marketing order. They're due back by May 5th, and having the FMMO in California could really help. Well, at least we're hoping.
Yeah, it's been really difficult for California producers to remain competitive on the cost of production. We used to be the clear leaders, you know, ahead of any state, but with all the regulations here, I think we wouldn't say that, you know, we've completely lost it, but definitely not as clear as it used to be, whether it be environmental regulations or labor laws coming in. The cost of production has increased in the state faster than other states.
Again, the milk producers have their ballots to vote on the federal milk marketing order, yes or no, and it's all due back by May 5th. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Many farmers having to deal with more than the usual amount of stress and anxiety these days. That according to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue addressing a congressional panel recently.
There's a lot of anxiety in farming. When you take the trade disruption conversations we're having with China, NAFTA, as well as RFS, there's a lot of stress out there, a lot of duress in the ag community. Different situations happen in this life. The stress is cumulative.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue addressing a congressional panel, and a bipartisan group of senators introduced a bill last week to provide more mental health resources in rural America. That bill called Farmers First. Ideally, the bill will serve as a marker to get added to the Senate version of the Farm Bill. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.